Hi, my name is Joseph Lewis.
And I'm LaShonda Lewis.
And you're listening to Life
and Love
with the Lewises.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, what's up, everybody? We're back with another episode.
Yes, it's been a week.
It's been a week.
We missed you guys.
We were a little busy, but it's all good. But not too busy to talk with y'all.
Absolutely.
We love you guys. Hey, if you're not linked into the podcast Facebook community, go to Facebook or Instagram and like that page. And just to say it with all the current updates and all that stuff, things that we're doing and some feedback. You know, we'd love to talk with you guys online. So anyway, we are going to talk about one of my passions is how to make your wife happy.
Hey.
And some other things that we do, you know, to keep, you know, the marriage going and stuff like that. Things that I do, you know, little things that, you know, the little things count, right?
Absolutely. But before we talk about that, I want to talk about this new show that my sister introduced us to. And it has been just so captivating. Like, I love it. So
literally captivating. Like the TV is hostage.
I'm about to get the other seasons too, because I really love the show. But the show is called Married at First Sight. And I feel like, I don't know, these episodes or seasons are kind of weird because they have some on like Amazon and then they have some on Netflix. Anyway, so we started smack dab in the middle.
In the middle of like,
so we're in season nine. And I guess they're currently on season 11 or something.
Yeah.
So, but we just finished season 9 and it was so good.
It was crazy.
My favorite couple is Greg and Deanna. Oh my gosh, I love them so much. Do you have a favorite couple?
They're adorable.
They are.
They were my favorite couple. I wanted Keith and Iris to work.
Yeah.
But yeah, she just couldn't get over herself.
Ooh. Ooh. But yeah, I think it was a really good show. Like, to come to a show, audition to be in an arranged marriage, like let somebody pair you with a random stranger with you not getting to know them.
Just that whole concept. Now, apparently these people have like been through the dating scene, and obviously I don't know what that's like, but it seems like it's hard.
You don't know what it's like being through the dating scene.
I am 14 years out of the dating scene, girl.
But, well,
the whole landscape then changed.
That's true.
But apparently these people are there because like they've done everything that they possibly can to find a fulfilling relationship or whatever, and I guess this is just another method that they, you know, they turn to or whatever. And, you know, it, I guess the idea of it, arranged marriages, has been around for like, I don't know how many.
Since like the Bible days.
Since Bible days.
Definitely.
Right.
And so go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
So is this something that you think that if you didn't find me, your perfect match, yo girl, do you think you'd be able to be in an arranged marriage?
You're the perfect match. Like, how would I find you? Through an arranged, I don't feel like that would happen through an arranged marriage because, you know, typically the people that are arranging your marriage is your family, you know, most.
But like on the show, would you go on the show? Would you do that experience?
I don't know. See, again, I don't know. I don't know for sure because like, yeah, you can have experts. You could take a test and all that stuff. And even when you take a personality test, you might feel one way one day and feel another way another day or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But even when experts sit down and look at you on paper and all that stuff and assess your personality and your compatibility and all that stuff, you could still not be a fit. And like we found that out. It was pretty much a 50-50 thing.
Yeah.
Like both. For
the couple. But yeah. Don't tell the people because they may not have seen it yet.
I feel like we the last people that seen this.
That's true. We are kind of late, y'all. But I think for me, as crazy as it may sound, I think I would try the experience. I don't think I would go as far as to marry somebody. Like, I would do maybe the audition part.
If you're in, you got to, because they don't set you.
Nah, but I wouldn't go that far, though. I just feel like, this was cool, bye.
No, that's the whole point of an arranged marriage, is like, they pick your spouse, and then you get married.
Right. I mean, I guess. The reason why I guess I say that I would do it is because I'm so into, like, taking personality tests and taking, like, Enneagram tests. And I love to know the psychology and sociology and, like, all those, like, really cool things.
Just how do they figure that that person is a match for you.
And how they can know the human mind. I mean, no one really knows the human mind 100%. But I just think that all of that is just so cool.
That is cool, but again, like, I'm still really skeptical about, like, somebody's determining from a test or determining from, you know, from a statistical standpoint that this person is supposed to be your wife from, you know, for forever or whatever.
Yeah, and let me tell you, I looked up your personality and my personality, and on paper, we are not supposed to be together. Like, we're not supposed to work.
Exactly.
So, and that was wrong, because somehow
some way, fit. Lord have mercy. Y'all pray for us.
What you mean? No, just, oh my gosh. Oh my goodness. But somehow, we fit.
Some way.
Whatever.
We have made it thus far.
Yeah, and we gonna make it for the rest of our lives.
But no test could have seen, you know, what's happened with us, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Like, and I'm sure a lot of other people can say that maybe they started off as friends and they could never see that person as, like, their wife, their husband or whatever, but it just kind of grows or develops. And I think that's the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now I don't mean to, like, go back on what I'm saying, but the other thing about arranged marriages is that you get to grow in love with that other person. So whether it's your family thinking that it's a good fit for you to be with this particular girl, maybe because of social status or maybe because of economical status or just like a family kind of agreement kind of thing between two families, or it's the experts on this show saying that, you know, you're a good fit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
two things I want to say. I think your point to, like, when you were talking about how you get to grow with that person and, like, take it slow. Yeah. I think that's what you and I as a couple have in common with Greg and Deanna, because they took their relationship pretty slow. They weren't like, oh, we about to sleep together. Oh, we about to do this and do this. They're like, no, we're going to have conversation. We're going to learn about what do you want in the future? What, you know, are your goals and stuff?
It didn't seem like that to other people, because, like, they didn't know that the kind of conversations that we were having, they didn't really see all this. Like, we've been together since 1999.
We were writing letters to each other.
We were writing a lot of letters to each other. Yeah. We got to know each other. So outside looking in, it looked like
we were just going so fast.
Like, we got married in 2007 and we was just like little rabbits just going at it, having babies and all that stuff.
But it started in 1999 and we were writing letters and we were like legit talking about feelings and what hurts me and why this and why that.
That's at a time where there's a lot of, like, pressure as a teenager or as a young adult to, you know, engage in sexual activity and all that stuff. We didn't do any of that for the first, like, 7-8 years.
Yeah.
I knew you for like 7-8 years and, like, and we didn't engage in any of that. And we just, like, we really took the time to, like, get to know each other and find things that we really liked about each other. I found that I really like to be around you.
Yeah.
I found that I could really talk to you a lot, you know what I'm saying? Like, and really open up. Now, like, of course there's levels to it, because, you know, I opened up in newer ways. I don't know if you could say it that, but, you know, newer ways, deeper ways once we got married and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But
I think that was, like, the beautiful thing with our relationship is we were apart, so we didn't have the opportunity to, like, have sex or do, like, crazy things.
Yeah, and it probably would have been.
Yeah, it was, in harder. A way, it was pure. I mean, the stuff that we were talking about all the time sometimes wasn't pure.
Sometimes.
But we didn't have the opportunity to like act on those things. But another thing, though, to your point, you were talking about why there are arranged marriages. Sometimes, like with this show, they were doing it for love. They really wanted to see people in love. Whereas before, I want to say like scripture days and like Bible days.
Well, I think even now, like I think it still happens now.
Maybe,
like,
I don't know.
There was one guy on the show that said his family believes in that stuff.
You right. That? Yeah. But my point is like some people do it for love, but other people do it for economic stability or social status.
Yeah.
Or just to be like, okay, our family's going to link up with this family.
Right. And we make both a name rich. For, and
right. Right. Or I'm poor. Right. Let's try to, I'm going to offer you to this person so that we'll, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it's not about your happiness. You're just going to be with this guy because we as a family.
Right. We need to come up.
Right. We need to come up. So,
yeah.
A lot of variables. I remember we just asked my parents, like, if they would have given me, like, arranged a marriage for me. They were like, nah.
Yeah. Yeah. And, right.
I appreciate that because I don't know if I'd be with you.
And there's not, I think in Western culture, like American cultures, you know, relationships, there's a heavy basis for love. There's a heavy basis for, you know, I want to be with this person because they're attractive or whatever. Mm. But they're like, if you travel around the world, there's not so much of that. There's a lot of other factors that come into play when you're talking about a marriage and stuff like that. So, but in our case, you was fine. My God. Let me just take a minute and praise him.
Well, I appreciate that because I, all the times that we tell people like, oh, well, who's into who first? It was me. And I was like, oh, he's so fine. And you were like, I had to grow into her.
I thought you was definitely fine.
You thought I was ready. I had it wrong. My bad.
You wasn't completely wrong. I think I might have been just being, you know.
Mr. Cool.
Yeah, Mr. Plain and Mr. Cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good to know. I caught your attention, but you definitely caught
Well, you still do, you know? So, like, aww, and that's...
That's sweet.
And, like, we still have to, like, in order to stay in love, in order to stay in the place that we were back then, right now, we have to continue to just, like, do things to stay in love. You know what I'm saying? Like,
absolutely.
Like, it's not just, like, yeah, we're 13 years in and we have a couple kids, we have jobs, we have, like, house and all these other responsibilities and stuff like that. And it's very easy for this to turn into, if we don't do, you know, certain things. Yeah, if we're not intentional, if we don't do certain things, it's very easy to turn this into a partnership where, you know, where we are financially benefited. We benefit from each other's tax refunds.
Or we're just friends, like that one guy said on the...
just roommates. It's very easy. Like, okay, I'm just going to hang out in the basement. Or I'm going to go out with my friends. I'm not going to spend that time or whatever.
I'm going to take my ring off and just go chill. Man,
but I'm it's sorry. Very easy to turn
completely
into,
off topic.
Yeah, that guy was bogus. What was his name?
Matt.
Oh, ooh, Lord.
We're gonna pray for him, though. Bless him, God.
But yeah, it's easy to turn this thing into, if you're not intentional, it's easy to turn into just a partnership, or you know, you can feel like you're roommates at times if you're not doing things to actively stay in love, if you're not, you know, putting forth the effort to be like, you know, for guys to pursue that woman, for women to cater to your man. You know what I'm saying? Like, so we got a few ways. Well, first, what do you do to stay in love with me?
I think I've kind of talked about this before on one of the episodes that we did, but I like to find different things about you that I love or that like I fall in love with or I fall in love with again. Mm. Like right now, I love your hair. like, I think the first time that you locked, I wasn't a fan because I just didn't really know a lot about locks or anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think the second time around, I was able to, like, groom your locks for you.
Second time was better.
Help you to, like, care for it. And you're just so fine. I love you with locks. Like, I think it suits you. It's beautiful to me. I love it. And then, like, I found, I don't know when was the first time that I realized that you had dimples.
Oh, Lord.
But
have mercy.
Yeah, I said it. I know you don't like me bringing attention to it, but whatever. But the first time that I realized that you had, you know, dimples or whatever, and I just saw you actually smile. Because when we first got married or when we were first, like, together, you would not smile. And I'm like, what is wrong with him? But, like, you just have been smiling. And lately, though, I've been seeing your dimples.
You got a reason to smile.
And it's so handsome. And so I'm just like, oh, my God, all over again. So, I just find different things to love about you. Mm-hmm. And that's not just, like, physically. Of course, it's easy to be physical, but, like, or, yeah. But I also like your insides, too. You
well, know I mean? Would I would disagree with you on one thing.
What?
Sometimes it's not that easy to be physical.
Like, explain.
You really gotta, you gotta put some work in. And so, for all of you that are adults, this is adult time, so if you're a child, turn this off.
You should not even be listening.
Right, you should not be listening if you're not
go to bed. An adult. I'm just
go to bed. But I think I try to keep it one of the ways I stay in love, one of the ways, not the only way, is to really just keep it interesting in the bed. Like to you know, meet your expectations that so that you are not
lacking,
that you're fulfilled in bed and everything. And I keep it interesting and I keep it, you know what I'm saying? Like when it's time to go. Mm-hmm. And I don't slack on it and I make sure that, you know, you're satisfied.
Mm-hmm. And that's how you stay in love?
One of the ways. Because, okay. I mean, like, I really get to appreciate your body. And I think over the years, I've gotten to see your body in different modes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think now more than ever, I appreciate your body. So that's
beautiful.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It really is. I mean, it's like, so I stay in love by you know, because for a lot of men, physical attraction is a big thing. You know, mm-hmm. what we see is a big thing. And mm-hmm. so if I can appreciate you on an individual type of level and be like, okay, I have what I need right here in front of me and cater to it and spoil it and, you know, do everything that I can to make sure
spoil
that,
me, baby.
You know, and really put forth the effort, you know what I'm saying? Yes. In that department. I think it not only helps me stay in love, it helps you stay in love as well. So, and I think
it helps me stay obsessed, but go ahead.
So, continuing to date you, continuing to find out things about you, your dreams, continuing to support you. I love to serve. Yeah. I love to make sure that you have everything that you need. And so I think when that kind of effort goes forth, I think that, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, you don't, anything that you really love and cherish, you take care of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a garden. You know, if you really are passionate about your garden, you're gonna water it. You're gonna make sure it's fertilized. You're gonna make sure that there's no weeds. You know what I'm saying, around it or whatever. And you know, you care for it. You tend to it. And so that's one of the ways I stay in love.
That's beautiful, babe.
I tend to my garden.
You better water that garden.
Let me water that garden tonight. All right. Enough about that. So a couple ways to stay in love. So this is a new site that I found, Bonobology. Not sure what that means. But I came up on it, and it really resonated with me. And they highlight some ways to make your wife happy. Maybe we'll do another episode of,
ways to make your
21 ways to make your husband happy. But so we're gonna focus on the women's, and I need your help, babe. I need your help. All right.
Let's see how accurate this is.
Exactly. I need you to confirm some of these things. So, number one, or should we go? Maybe we should go bottom to top. Let's go from the bottom. Let me see. Let me see what they say here. Okay. Okay. So number 22 or 21, sorry. Give her a much needed break.
What was the question though?
I need you to confirm.
Ways to stay in love?
Yeah. These are ways to make you happy. And we're overall talking about ways to stay in love, but giving her a much needed break.
Yes. After kind of reading a little bit about what they're talking about when I need my personal space. Yes. I love you very much. I really, really do. I've noticed that if we're around each other too long,
I think even
you can
with
kinda
the kids,
get on my nerves.
Yeah.
But anybody, I think that's definitely with anybody. Like if anybody's around anybody too long, you can kind of get on their nerves or they get on your nerves.
Yeah. Especially with being an introvert and stuff like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And you also do allow me that. I think we grew into that too.
Yeah.
I think we talked about that as well.
Plan a trip. I love this.
We talked about this. Yeah.
If you've listened in any of the other episodes, I love to plan trips.
Yeah. And you got to go back to that episode.
It's exhausting. Always show respect to her family. I think I have done a great job in this department with showing respect to your family, because I definitely could have been the type of person that's been like, I don't care, I want your daughter, you know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't have been with you. I could have been like that.
Mm-hmm. But I my daddy raised me with more respect than
that. Well, toot your own horn then. Yes.
Shout out to Ronald B. Lewis. All right, number 18, include her in all the decisions. I am getting better at this. What do you think?
I absolutely agree. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's super important. If you go back one episode, and we talked a little bit about financial, some of the financial things, you know, situations in marriage. And so including her in the planning and the decisions and the strategy and how you spend your finances, super important. Number 17, support her and let her achieve her dreams.
Well, I mean, you have been you have been very supportive of me and all of my dreams. I am kind of like a serial entrepreneur. I love to try different things. I love to work with my hands and just do a whole bunch of stuff. So Joe has been there with me when I have had my sewing business. He's been there when I sold makeup. He's been there when I tried Mary Kay. He's been there. Oh my gosh, how many things have I done? He's been there when I went to hair school. Like so many different things.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's got that in the bag. And I think that's important for any partner, just to support their partner's dreams. Like,
What about be responsible?
Be responsible.
Nobody wants to be with the kid. No one wants to raise a kid.
Man.
I mean, like a grown man kid.
A grown man.
So, yeah, be responsible. Cub. Be a man. What'd you say, a man cub?
Man cub.
Oh, gosh.
Big Mowgli over here. I definitely agree. Being responsible, you know, just that comes with it. You can't be nobody, no man, no woman wants that kind of man. What about?
Go ahead.
Treat her gently and pamper her.
I think you do that very well. Just I guess one thing I could think about is when you like put your big giant hands on the small of my back so gently. I love when you do that. And you do pamper me. I love the attention that you give my feet, like after a hard day at work, or just try to, you know, comfort me and treat me well. That's important.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
Yeah. That took some time to grow and to learn. I think that's not something that came automatic for me, to treat you gently.
Yes, because in the beginning you were a bit sarcastic and rough, a little harsh. And I was like,
a little harsh. And, and honestly,
if no husbands were harmed in the making.
And honestly, if I were to be like, yeah, I'm gonna treat you gently, I'm gonna pamper you, it was only for, well, it was only with the end goal of sex in mind. It wasn't truly to pamper you. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like if I was like, yeah, I'm a, like in the beginning of our marriage, if I was like, yeah, I'm gonna do your nails and stuff.
Yeah, the end goal in mind.
Or give you a massage, I'd be trying to slide.
Oh yeah, it definitely was not pure intentions. It was like I have needs.
Yeah, right. But now I look at it a little bit differently. If you know, if I were like, yeah, I'm gonna pamper you, I really mean it. You know, like I really mean it.
Yeah.
And if it leads to that, then cool. That's the icing on the cake. You know.
Yeah. And that's real, babe.
All right. Here's another way to make your wife happy or to stay in love: keep aside your ego and accept your faults. Wow.
I think that keep aside your ego and accept your faults. Yeah. I mean, and I think that's a part of kind of being responsible and just manning up.
Yeah.
That's not an excuse for us to be nitpicky, but
yeah,
definitely be like, you know what? I was wrong. Yeah. Let's help me to make this better.
A lot of fights could be avoided. I feel like a lot of fights would be avoided if, and this goes for both sides. This is not just for keeping your wife happy, but also keeping your husband happy. Keeping your ego aside and accepting where you fail, admitting where you fail, and working together to make the relationship better. This is number 13. We're counting down. Tell those three magical words.
Yes, my love language is words of affirmation.
Yeah.
So when you tell me that you love me, it means a lot to me. And I don't know what woman doesn't want to hear, I love you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I'll ask you over and over and over and over again. And I think you learned that pretty early on about like, me. Why do you repeat stuff?
Well,
why
you like because it? Then I'm like, do you believe me?
Yeah. Yeah. You it's know, just, I it's, like hearing it.
But that's the love language. We gotta tackle love languages one time.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Number 12. Tell me if this is true or not. To make your wife happy, buy her flowers often.
Nah, bruh. I'm sorry. Did I cut you off? I apologize. This one depends on the woman.
Yeah.
And so I can't speak for all women, but I can speak for me. Don't bring me no flowers. I don't want them. They will die in my care. Like, I don't want
flowers. They eventually die. Like, they don't.
Yeah, but they die quicker. I think they die quicker. I don't need anything else to care for. Like,
you got three kids you're trying to keep alive.
Right. I'd rather have, like, man, this may sound superficial, whatever, but I'd rather have, like, I like jewelry or I like electronics wigs or, you know, I like beauty products. I like spa products. Like, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
I don't want flowers. What am I going to do with flowers?
Look at them.
No. I could look at them outside in the window. I could look them up on Google.
You can put them on YouTube. And right. Be like, 10 hours of flowers.
That was a bad one, y'all. They should take that one off the list.
Cancel number 12. 11. Do household chores to show that you care for your wife. Now, okay, go. You go.
I wouldn't say that it shows that you care for your wife. I think that it shows that you're in a partnership. Yeah. A marriage, and that you guys tag team together and that you're helping the household run together.
I agree. I don't think so. Like, you know, there's all these roles and stuff like that that people, you know, try to box couples into. So like, oh, the man is supposed to do this and the wife is supposed to do all the household chores or whatever. I disagree with that. I think showing responsibility says that you care for your house, not only on the outside, but on the inside as well, you know, because that could be too much. That could be a big burden for someone to bear. The responsibility of caring for children, the responsibility of caring completely for the house, having to work in some cases.
Yes.
So you got to, you mean I got to be a full-time employee, a full-time mom, and a full-time
housekeeper, a full-time nurse, a full-time tutor. I mean,
I think that's just too much.
That's a lot.
You know,
that's a lot.
And so, and plus, like, I think that there's a lot of other guys out there like me who really take pride in having a clean house on the outside, a nice landscaped house on the outside, and a really nice house on the inside as well. You know?
Now, let's just be a little transparent. We're not saying that our house is 1,000% clean every day and that we help each other clean the house and that there are no dishes in our sink. Absolutely not.
Yeah, it's not perfect all the time.
Absolutely. There are days where we have to like speed clean and just be like, that's good enough.
Yeah.
There's days
where I just do not feel like it. And there's days where she doesn't feel like it.
There are many days I don't feel like it. Because again, like we were talking about, if you have a full-time job, you've got 3 kids, you got to be a full-time parent, you're a full-time pet owner. You know, I wish Oreo could sweep up, you know, his mess. That would be helpful too. But, you know, I don't want it to seem like we're just perfect over here and nothing's out of place at our house. If you know us.
So I partly agree with,
you know,
number 11, do household chores, but not necessarily show that you care for your wife, but more so to show that you care, period. And that you're responsible.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't know. Do you think it's sexy when I clean?
What are you wearing when you're clean?
Oh, snap. Moving on. Number 10. All right, we into the top 10. Thank her often to make your wife happy. So thank her often. I do thank you a lot. I think I thank you. I think it just shows appreciation.
Yeah,
and stuff like
rather
that.
Than happiness. I guess I don't like the term that they're using.
To make your wife happy.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's just appreciation.
Just show appreciation.
A genuine thank you. Don't do it because you like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know that
it's
kind
just
of
the way,
the
it's
wrong
just
way.
The way they worded it.
Yeah.
But just thanking your
to show
spouse.
Appreciation. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. What about 9? I think this number 9 should be up a few more. Like it should be in the top 3, but be honest and loyal.
The first thing that comes to mind is period.
What?
Yes. Be honest and be loyal. I think I speak for everyone, male and female. Be honest and loyal. Like,
yeah.
There's nothing left to say about that.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. That's something that's just like, it's paramount. I think that should
no
be in the top 3.
Yeah.
Number 8, surprise gifts to your wife to make her feel special.
Yeah. This is really general, but go ahead. Yeah.
It is general. I think it can go for both people, but I love to give you surprises and gifts and stuff like that. I can think of a few notable times that I've surprised you, and I just love the smile on your face when I do that.
I think that's, again, going with love languages, too, because some people really like that. And I love gifts, so feel free to bring me one on Tuesday.
Yeah. Number 7.
You know you heard that.
I know. I'm trying to play it off over here. Number 7, go on dates and long drives.
We don't have gas for that. We can take a walk.
Wait. What? But what road trips?
Oh, they didn't say road trips. They
said
long
drives.
Drives.
Okay, so like just a pointless long drive. Yeah,
specific.
But like we got stuff to do. But if it's a road trip, I love road trips.
We
cool.
love road trips. When we went to Minnesota,
and
that
especially,
was fun.
Especially going on dates.
Yeah. Definitely.
We had a date the other day or last week. We went to a Mexican place in Genoa.
Rivers, yes.
In Genoa.
It was, so nice.
It was amazing. So yeah. If you live in the Genoa area, check out Rivers. It is amazing.
Tell them that Life and Love podcast sent you.
Yep. Number 6, cook meals for her. All right, so this is one of my favorite things to do.
Is it?
It is. Honestly, it is. It's one of my favorite things to do. I like cooking meals for you. I like doing it up in the kitchen and serving it up and all that stuff. I remember this one time I cooked a couple steaks and some potatoes and stuff like that for you. Had the wine and everything.
Was that like our date?
That was, I want to say that might have been a birthday celebration. Yeah, a birthday or something like that.
Yeah. I think that's one of our favorite things to do together. At least for me, it's one of my favorite things to do.
Then why you say is it? Like you wasn't there eating all that food.
I said one of my favorite things to do together. I didn't say you, buddy. Oh. But I do love when you cook for me. You really can, you know, throw down in the kitchen.
So, all right.
Now, for everybody, I don't know if females like that. It depends on the person. Can he cook?
Yeah. Oh.
Can he keep you not sick from his meals?
Ooh. In other words, just take her out, dog. Don't do it, man. Don't do it. Just take her out. Save up them pennies. Take her out. Don't risk it all. All right. Number five. Consider her as your equal. How you feel about that?
Yeah. No one wants to be in a relationship where you're looked down upon. Yeah. Absolutely not.
Yeah. Like subservient type. Yeah.
No.
It's a no, dog. But is that something that will that helps you to stay in love? Is being considered, feeling like you're considered as an equal?
Well, if you're treating me personally as below you, someone that's not important,
it's hard to love that person. Yeah. Ooh.
I don't see me being important in this relationship. I'm not going to be happy. I'm not going to want to be with you.
Yeah. I heard that. All right. Number four. Listen to her. Look, we all growing. Okay. We all got opportunities, okay?
No, you do listen.
I try again, to listen. My goodness.
I feel like women are so much more in tune with the way that they feel, and they're okay with talking it out, whereas guys are just like, a macho, or I'm not going to talk about it. You guys are not in tune with your feelings.
Like, what does that have to do? That doesn't have to do with listening, though. Like, I think, okay, so like, yes, women talk it out, and I think it's just... Sometimes it's, I don't know. Sometimes we don't catch it all.
So, okay, let me repeat myself.
Oh, I didn't catch it all there.
Oh, wow. No, but what I'm saying is, yeah, we want to be heard. Like, I know. Of course. Yeah, I know. But I think also it's like time as well. Because I know sometimes I have to work on this. Like when you get off of work, I get so excited to see you. And I'm just like,
oh yeah, and I'll definitely miss all. And then you come back like a couple of days later, like I told you this, and I was like, I don't remember that.
But sometimes there is the right time, and we're saying things the right time, and then people don't be hearing, and it's like, I just said that already.
I know.
It, again, areas of opportunity. Who's gonna be perfect?
Mm-hmm.
No one's gonna be perfect. So
I think it's definitely something where you're learning that person, learning how they communicate. And just being intentional. That's, again, being intentional about listening, paying attention. You know, that's, I definitely think that I've grown. I'm not done yet. And I'm working on it. LaShonda's working on trying not to repeat herself so much.
Yeah, I don't like that. But being heard can do wonders for your relationship.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Seriously. Yeah.
Compliments. I think this goes back to, it's saying using compliments to communicate the way you feel about that person. So using words of affirmation and stuff like that, showing your appreciation. That was number three. Number two, make efforts to groom yourself.
There's nothing like a fresh haircut. Okay. Ooh, so sexy.
Yeah?
Yes. Okay, and moisturize melanin. Okay.
Okay.
And I'm talking in terms of my husband.
Nice shirt, nice outfit.
Absolutely. Nice. Yeah, I do want you to get dressed nice. But when I'm just talking about like the plain, like regular stuff.
Yeah.
I love to see your skin shining and the sun just bouncing and popping off that melanin. I love fresh haircut with the design on the side. I love moisturized hands.
I'll be trying. I got dry skin
and soft lips, you know. I'm doing too much. But yeah, you know, making effort. Yes. Smell good. Ooh. All right. This is the end of the podcast. But yes, I agree.
No. All right. You guys have made it to number one. Number one, write love notes for her.
Aw, yes. And I think that's so sweet. That's so sweet.
Yeah.
And I think that holds a special place in my heart because that's how we first started our relationship.
Mm-hmm. We wrote a lot.
Yeah, it's beautiful. You know, if there's something about like seeing the way that you cross your T's or like write your H's or E's. To me, I appreciate that stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's introversion or whatever, but I love your handwriting. It's like I'm able to get to know you a little more by the way that you write and the words that you use.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying?
I can definitely say, and I don't know if this is true for anyone else, but I tend to communicate a little bit differently when I write versus when I'm talking, or maybe it comes across differently. I just know that there's a difference when I write. Like for instance, and I've written so many things to LaShonda, more so in the beginning of our relationship than now, but more recently on her birthday this past January, I gave her a card with all the things I think I like about her.
Yeah, I gotta go read that again.
And it was really cool to do that and just to communicate all those things, to write it all out. And that's the kind of stuff that just doesn't go away. Like we got a box in the garage of some of those saved letters from 2000, from 2001, from 2002, from 2003, you know, 2004 and all that stuff when I was in high school. And so we got all of that stuff where we could just at any point in time go in the garage and like pull it out and just read it.
And that's one of the ways that we stay in love, because you get to kind of remind yourself why you fell in love. And
yeah,
you know, I think that's beautiful.
Hands down, that's the number one. That's why I read you know this article before. And I was like, yeah, that's number one. We should end on that note for sure.
See, yeah, that's so beautiful. You're so...
Yeah, strategic. So yeah. You like that? You like that? All right, y'all. We're about to get out of here. It's getting late. And but this has been really good. Really good conversation.
We missed you guys.
Yep.
Absolutely.
All right, y'all. Hit us up online and let us know what are some of the things that resonate with you guys. What are some things that you guys have done recently to stay in love? How long you guys been together? And let's hit it up. Hit it up on Facebook.
Also, let us know if you've been watching this show, Married at First Sight. We want to have some conversations about that.
Yeah, let us know about
that. Okay. And you know what, guys? We're really trying to grow our Instagram page. So if you could share our podcast or share our Instagram handle with your friends or with your families, we'd really appreciate that. But we love you guys so much. We can't wait to talk to you guys next week.
All right, y'all.
Bye.
Peace. Stay safe.